I often get in trouble at home for trying to get people to worship. And a few of them came to me and said, "Brother Keith, why don't you just lead by example?" And I said, "What much more? How much more do I have to do?" You know. It's wonderful, the praise. I'm so thankful I had a teacher that, well, I had teachers that taught us to praise, to worship the Lord, and to exalt His name. And I just, as I heard these testimonies, how thankful I am I ever learned to just let go and worship God. And particularly with body language. You know, body language is everything, isn't it? We use it all the time. Just before, Abby kind of gave me a little bit of body language. Where is she? She's behind me. That's not good. You know, I said something to her, and she gave me one of these. I think it's the Spanish in her, because I'm German and Hungarian, so I don't quite have it. But you know, we all use body language. We all have it in different ways. You know, if you don't like what somebody's saying, you kind of give them the old, you know, look. You should be, if you're not a pastor, they should have this in the church, that where it's, you know, once a month, somebody from the congregation gets to sit on the platform. You will definitely close your eyes and praise the Lord. It's a much better view. No offense. But you know, we use body language all the time. And the Apostle Paul, he tells us that, you know, we ought to mortify the members of our body. And we ought to yield them not to sin and to the flesh, but yield them to the Spirit. And I often tell folks, they say, "Folks, if that's so that the Apostle Paul instructs us, what easier and better place than to be in the body of Christ, to be in church, and yield to the Holy Spirit, and raise our hands, and exalt Him in that way?" It's so important that we have that liberty. You know, it took me a long time to finally just obey the voice of the Holy Spirit and raise my hands in church. And you know, I had all of the reasons, and I justified myself in not doing it. I wasn't led. That's a good one. I wasn't led to praise the Lord. I'm still trying to work that one out. You know, that's not for me. That's not my nature. I used them all. And the Holy Spirit kept saying, "Why, He's wonderful, and we ought to worship Him." And I just felt that it wasn't that anybody coerced me into it or pushed me, but I kept feeling that. And I'll never forget. My family used to sit in one row in Kingsburg Pentecostal Church, and I thought, "Boy, I just don't know, Lord. You understand my reasons, don't you?" And you know, finally, I got it. As Sister Betty mentioned, a glimpse of the Lord. I said, "Lord, here goes." And I raised my hands, and you know, I smacked my sister Lenore and my sister Helene right in the face, and it caused a disturbance in the force, you know, the whole thing. Like, that was just one of persecution. Like, what's the matter with you? You know, I got that. And then when I got home, I got, you know, a family of six, I got, "Oh, Keith got blessed. He raised his hands." You know, it was good for me. It was good. Because the ice was broken, and that was it. And I was able to just say, you know, here we go. And it's a good excuse to smack your sisters, too. Right? Listen, and always feel free to worship Him. We use body language every day for any other thing. We yield and you know, in every other way, we use these bodies. Why can't we use them to glorify the Lord? Why can't we, whether it's surrendering, or I remember, and I do it sometimes, Brother Gardner, first director of this camp, you know, he used to say, "Let's give the Lord a wave offering." Do any of you ever heard of that before? Have you heard of that? Brother Tom, some of you remember? Oh, I still do that. And I give the Lord a wave offering, you know, to Him. And it's more than just spiritual calisthenics. It's fall for Jesus. And when you yield your body that way, why, the Lord comes into these temples when you yield. And sometimes in the beginning, for some of us, it's a surrender. And yes, that's true. But it's also of just letting Jesus come in a greater way and giving yourself to Him. And it ought to be our story. And we're going to hear about that tonight. We have a special, and it's Blessed Assurance. This is my story. To what? To what? How's that go? You're singing it. How's it go? She's got to look at the lyrics. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. So let's hear it.